So, Tracy.
Yes. Okay.
Tell us.
So, you were tweeting about credit card fraud and identity theft, and I want to talk a little bit about that. But before I do, Dottie had mentioned to me to talk a little bit about joint accounts and the problem with that. So, everybody wants to be nice to their relatives, and they want to do the right thing and help people out when they have hard times. Especially now in this economy, that's going to happen more than ever. But the worst thing that you can do is co-sign or have a joint account for somebody when you have no control over the payments. If the bill is coming to you directly, you're paying it, and then that person who you're co-signing for is paying you later, that's okay, because you're paying on time with everything. But if you don't have control over the payments and the bill is not coming to you, if that person is embarrassed because they can't afford to pay the bill, they don't realize if they're late it's going to affect your credit, and you don't find out until the car is repossessed, or now it's a terrible mark on your credit and you can't get financing anymore, it's not a good idea. Do not join. Yeah. Do not sign for joint accounts. Do not co-sign unless you're in control of making the payment.
That's so important. You know, I have to send a friend of mine to you, and she was, you know, lent her son. He needed a car, and so she helped him out, and then he didn't pay.
Yeah.
He paid late, and now her credit, which was perfect, is really wrecked.
We had a real estate investor who had mortgages that he could save 3% in interest if he refinanced, and he couldn't refinance because his credit was shot, because two of his sons he signed for cars for that were in their 40s, and they both had problems and were late on payments, and one car was repossessed. So, I mean, this is a huge problem. So,
Tracy, if you're a parent or you're a good sister or brother or somebody or a friend and you want to help someone out, then take the bill.
You pay the bill. If they can't afford it and something comes up, you're going to be responsible. So you have to be in a position that you're able to pay for that account if something happens and they can't. So it's very important to be prepared before you do something like that. So I do want to talk a little bit about identity theft and credit card fraud, because you were tweeting about it, and
yes,
I know people want
to
hear it. So the good news is there was a decrease in the number of fraud victims in 2010 from 2009. Which is great. The bad news is the out-of-pocket expense for the people who were victims of fraud almost doubled. And the newer type of fraud that's occurring is new account credit card fraud, meaning people are opening accounts under the guise of being the individual, not charges that are fraudulent on someone's existing credit card, but
so
new
account
fraud. So
in other words, I go in as you?
Yes.
So I say I'm Tracy Becker, and I...
You open a credit card in my name. I don't know anything about it.
How do I know your Social Security?
There are many different ways. The mail is one that all the time people will get offers for credit cards in the mail. Somebody goes into your mailbox, steals the offer, applies... Mm-hmm. For the credit card, changes the address so you don't get the information. Mm. They get the credit card number. They charge up, let's say, a trip to Europe and maybe, who knows, a car, depending on the limit.
Wow.
And then 3-4 months later, you suddenly realize when there's a charge off, meaning nobody paid the account, that it's on your credit. Or
now, who's liable for that?
Well, the problem is it depends. If you don't realize it for 6 months to a year, even if you go and you fill out a police report and it is considered identity theft or credit card fraud, it's still going to wreck your credit for years, because it could take years and years for your credit to be fixed.
Yeah.
So this is a huge problem. Now, one of the tips that I think is a great way to protect yourself against this is, first, this fraud alert, which is very good, but if you don't want to do a fraud alert, if you're doing...
Wait, can you explain to everyone what a fraud alert is?
Fraud alert means you place an alert on your credit report, which you can do. It's a little complicated. We can do it for you. You place a fraud alert that says if any creditor or lender is to approve credit in your name, they must contact you directly on your phone before they approve it. So you have to verbally say, yes, I did apply for this. So the credit, phone number is placed on the credit report that you want to be contacted at. And if somebody is opening credit in your name and they call you the creditor and you say, no, I never applied for that, that's a great way to fend against this happening. Now, for those people with bad credit, don't worry about this because you're not going to get approved. It's the people with really good credit that have to be concerned about this. So the other thing, some people don't want a fraud alert because they can't get instant credit. They want to know that.
So wait, what's the negative to that?
This is the negative is that if you can't get instant credit, somebody who wants to go into, let's say, Macy's and get a credit card, they can't get it in that moment. It may take 3 days for the creditor to call them.
You could get it.
Yes.
You just can't get it instantaneously.
Yes.
But then you're protected that some imposter.
Exactly. It's really better to have the fraud alert. Another way is...
Idea. We're all signing up. We all want to call you and sign up for that.
We're all signing up.
Another good thing to do is credit monitoring. Now, we have a credit monitoring product that's much more boutique, but there are a lot of monitoring products out there. And every time there's an inquiry, which we all know what that is, when somebody views your credit, you can see it and you're alerted to it through your credit monitoring product. So you see an inquiry by, let's say, Macy's, and you never applied for a credit card with Macy's. You call Macy's right away and say, I saw an inquiry, you viewed my credit, why? And if they say a card was opened in your name a week ago, you've nipped it in the bud.
Wow.
So there's a lot of great ways.
How do you do that?
Well, you have to buy a credit monitoring product. We offer one, and then there are, for the average consumers, there are many different credit monitoring products. All the bureaus offer them. Equifax offers one. MyFICO offers one.
Well,
Experian.
We're going to in the fall. All of us are going to hit all the markets, whether it be Connecticut and Jersey and Long Island and the city, and really come live and do some of these shows for you so that you can really take advantage. Because the credit card, it really, again, as I said, when Tracy came, I've learned so much, and I never realized because... I just never realized.
You're not alone.
No. And like one time I had, I don't know, they sent me two of the same, like they sent me like a gold and a silver or a platinum. And I said, well, I don't need them both. So I sent one back.
Right.
They charged me for the one I sent back also. And I was like, well, I'm not paying it because I've never used it and I don't want it. And I didn't ask you to send it to me. Well, P.S. I never paid it and I wrote them a letter and that was that. For $50, it screwed up my credit.
Yeah.
And it took me, I think, a year and a half to straighten that out.
It's so confusing, credit. And even if you're in the right, just like the guy who had his property, the next door neighbor with the dirty property, and he wants help with that, he's going to pay to fix his next door neighbor's property, and that will be better for him. You're better off paying $50 than wrecking your credit. But it's so important to understand credit. My book is out, although I don't have a copy yet. You could buy it online. It's called Credit Score Power.
When are we going to get copies?
As soon as I get the autographs. But it's out. You could learn a lot about all the details of all these complicated aspects of credit that nobody thinks about and how you can really hurt yourself.
How does someone get that?
They could go online and just Google Credit Score Power, Tracy Becker.
All right. And also, I'm meeting with you this week. Tracy's going to be on the Douglas Elliman website also.
Yes.
So we're going to give you all the details on how to get all that information because you're not going to want to miss that. Now, just stay on the lines. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back if you have any questions for Tracy or anybody here. And those of you who are on the line, stay on. I'm going to take your questions.